No, I don't remember any name for it, just a good general rain.
Uh-huh. And different storms, you don't have, maybe you do. Do you have pretty severe ice storms?
Once in a while, not too bad.
Mm-hmm. And how about tornadoes?
We have some of those come through this area too. Mm-hmm. And usually do more damage to the timber than they do, because the houses are scattered so badly that maybe one or two homes be hit.
Mm-hmm. And lightning and thunder, is that you used to call that an electrical storm or just a thunderstorm? Or
more likely a thunderstorm.
I see.
We didn't know a whole lot about electricity when I was a kid.
See, just the thunder is what mm-hmm. impressive. How about a very dark, rainy day? How would you call that?
A gloomy day.
Gloomy. And do you get a lot of fog in the area, in the mountains here?
More through the winter than any other time. Mm-hmm. Not likely to be very much fog in the summer.
And where does it collect? Any particular?
Well, they're usually more down in the valleys. We'd say down in the holler.
Mm-hmm. I was going to ask, the road comes down pretty sharp right out there. Now, is this a holler? Mm-hmm. And this would be where the fog would collect.
Yes. Now, once in a while, there'll be more fog on top of the hill than there will down in the holler.
I see.
But it's usually more down in the low places.
Mm-hmm. How about frost and ice? If you had a small pond and it would freeze over, would you call that mush ice? Did you ever hear?
No, I don't remember ever hearing you call that here. We'd call it just a skim of ice.
Mm-hmm. And it gets cold enough to get a pretty good ice.
Oh yes, sometimes it freezes 4 or 5 inches thick.
Mm-hmm.
That's unusual, but it does sometimes.
If you had a short time where it didn't rain, what would you call it and what did you used to call it? Well, I think you said
Dry spell.
Dry spell. And in the 30s you had a regular
drought.
I didn't think that we talked about that yesterday with the spring.
And then, by the way, I happened to think about talking about the springs and the water systems. There was a man lived back over here that spring was down a pretty severe slope below his house, 100 yards or more. And he rigged him up a cable on two wheels from the house to the spring, and he tied a bucket on there like a ski lift. And he'd let that down and bucket dip into the spring and wind that windlass back up, and there'd be his water.
Sit right on the porch.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good idea. That was sure. if it was 100 yards down, it'd be quite
pretty steep slope.
Quite a hike of water. Well, I think your father's system is. It's still best. That's a
hydraulic ram.
The ram.
Yes.
In fact, I called it a lift, and I should call it a ram. But we were talking about the tools on the farm yesterday, or starting to.